Friday afternoon, most of us were ready to end the work week. The Michigan Supreme Court had some other plans. We're talking about a big decision today on the Up North Lowdown from Interlochen Public Radio.
Support for Interlochen Public Radio is provided by you and by Comfort Keepers. For over 20 years, Comfort Keepers have been providing in-home care services and keeping seniors living independently in the comfort of their own home. Learn more at comfortkeepers.com.
I'm Ed Ronco. Line 5 opponents scored a major victory in the state's highest court late Friday. The Michigan Supreme Court justices threw out a permit issued back in 2023 to pipeline owner Enbridge Energy for its proposed tunnel project beneath the Straits of Mackinac. They said the Public Service Commission made some mistakes in its initial decision. Here to break this down for us is IPR's climate solutions reporter, Vivian Law. Hey, Vivian.
Good morning, Ed.
Okay, let's get a little background here. What is this case about?
Yeah, so I'll remind people, the tunnel project is the proposed plan by Enbridge to replace a segment of the dual pipelines, which carry oil and natural gas liquids, with a new segment buried beneath the lake bed. And so the Michigan Public Service Commission issued a permit for that project to Enbridge back in 2023. And, you know, Michigan tribes, opposition groups, they appealed that decision, saying that the commission didn't do a thorough enough job under the Michigan Environmental Protection Act. So, you know, they appealed that in the Circuit Court of Appeals, and that court held up the decision, and now it's made its way to the Supreme Court. And just a little background on what they argued, you know, they argued that the tunnel would extend the lifespan of this aging pipeline and could lock in fossil fuel use for decades, and the commission didn't consider that. They also argued that, you know, this project has, you know, public trust impacts. Again, that's that law that the state has to protect the public's use of these natural resources.
So it makes its way up to the Michigan Supreme Court in Lansing. And on Friday, the justices say what?
So I read through about the 50 pages of majority opinion here. It was an almost unanimous ruling. The court found that the commission did make a few errors regarding these kinds of questions. They found that the commission did not consider the full potential, like the full scale of potential environmental harms. In building this tunnel, does it in fact cause broader damage in the form of greenhouse gas emissions? And because that question wasn't answered, then alternatives were not fully considered. And then they also determined that public trust should be a factor in making these decisions.
So in light of this ruling, the Public Service Commission has to go back and review this permit again. What does the court want them to do differently this time?
Yeah, the court is asking the commission to take in these new considerations and redo parts of their environmental review process, essentially. They're going to answer the questions, does the tunnel project extend Line 5's lifespan? And if it does, what are the impacts to the environment and to public trust? We're going to see more public hearings, you know, more chances for interested parties like Line 5 supporters, Line 5 opponents to intervene in this contested case hearing that the commission does with evidence trying to answer these questions.
Well, let's talk about what they're saying already, because this obviously has generated a lot of response, this ruling that was issued Friday. What are you hearing from people, Line 5 opponents or others?
Yeah, so Line 5 opponents are celebrating. It's a really big win for them. I talked to President Whitney Gravel of Bay Mills Indian Community, and she says this new consideration of public trust in particular is a huge win for tribal treaty rights, which depend on protecting the state's natural resources. For example, you know, she says tribes can't exercise their right to fish or hunt if habitats are disrupted, for example. And Gravel also says that this ruling is moving toward a more indigenous way of thinking.
We have teachings in our culture that require us to think generations ahead. Is the decision I made today going to benefit 7 generations from now? We need more holistic, proactive decision-making from our state agencies moving forward. And so I hope that's the pathway carved.
I also got a statement from Enbridge from spokesperson Ryan Duffy, and the statement said that Enbridge disagrees and they're disappointed with this ruling and they're exploring legal options. The company also said it's committed to, quote, operating Line 5 safely and responsibly, incorporating enhanced safety measures in the straits and protecting Michigan's natural resources for generations to come.
Vivian, what does this mean for other permits? Because I understand Enbridge is waiting for a couple decisions from state and federal agencies.
Right. So, you know, this decision was not a rejection of the tunnel or Line 5 as a whole. We're still waiting on some permits from the Department of Environment, Great Lakes, and Energy related to water discharge, which Line 5 opponents are expecting to be issued because, you know, this was a This is a reissue of a permit they had already received. And they're also waiting for a federal permit from the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers that's also likely to be issued, according to some lawyers I talked to. And, you know, earlier I said this was a nearly unanimous opinion from the justices. Justice Brian Czar dissented on a few points. One of them was, you know, he said the court's directive to have the commission consider this full extent of harms, he called it a moral hazard because 70 years ago, state regulators decided Line 5 was already in the public interest and they approved construction. But he did agree on these public trust points, and that's related to these permits because he noted in his opinion that Eagle issued this a permit last month related to water resources after considering public trust and suggested that the commission should use that decision to guide its own.
All right. So you've got Eagle, you've got the Michigan Public Service Commission. We know we're waiting on federal agencies to weigh in as well. Big picture, Vivian, what is the timing here for a project that has, you know, already faced a bunch of delays?
Yeah, that is honestly a little unclear. You know, construction can't start without all these permits, per Enbridge at a recent, you know, regulatory meeting related to this project. You know, Enbridge pitched this project back in 2018 as a four-year-long undertaking. We're at about 8 years now past that initial plan. So it's a little unclear what's next, and the commission could take months or longer before it has a decision on this now new permit that they have to issue or deny.
Vivian Law bringing us up to speed on the Michigan Supreme Court's decision regarding Line 5 issued Friday. Vivian, thank you.
Thanks, Ed.
Her reporting comes to IPR through a partnership with the climate newsroom Grist. We should note Enbridge is a financial supporter of IPR, but we cover them as we would any other company. Before we go, we want to tell you about something happening in Benzie County, a studio that helped one of Michigan's most famous artists turn prints into a multi-million dollar business, was recently sold after being on the market for years. In 1964, artist Gwen Frostick opened a rustic studio in Benzie County to create and sell her artwork of the state's wildlife and plants. Since her death in 2001, the studio has had a rotation of owners. Sisters Amy and Sarah Blessing are now taking over the business. They've built their careers around retail sales and finalized their purchase in May. Sarah says she wants to continue the late artist's legacy and repair the studio, which suffered damage this past winter.
It's not going to happen tomorrow, but I think our approach is that we want to kind of take this slowly.
The two visited the studio as kids with their grandmother and say they have fond memories of exploring the property. A reminder to you before we go that tomorrow is the primary election. Polls in Michigan are open until 8 o'clock on Election Day, and you can register the same day to vote. Thanks for listening to the Up North Lowdown from Interlaken Public Radio. I'm Ed Ronco. Our producer is Austin Rolater. Editing by Steve Junker. Reporting today from Vivian Law and our friends at WCMU Public Radio, that Gwen Frostick story you just heard. Thanks for listening.